Hello and welcome to Something New. This is 404, Site Not Found, and today is September 23rd, 2024. I am Liam, and I'm joined by Alyssa, and we're trying something new. This is a podcast all about, well, really, it's like Seinfeld. It's about nothing. I mean, it's just...
It's nothing and everything.
It's us sitting outside having coffee, and I guess just picking a random topic and talking about it. So, you might want to know, why are we called 404 Site Not Found? Because it's a horrible name.
Simple as that.
Our house number is 404, and we're both blind, if you didn't know that already. Somebody out there is probably listening to this for the first time and is like going through their podcast directory and is like, okay, world news. Oh, really? And that's our special guest, Next Door Neighbor Dog.
We don't really have a name for... Next door neighbor dog.
Well, we have a name for it, but it's not appropriate for the podcast.
So we should just call him Fido or something.
We'll call him Oliver. I don't know.
Oliver.
There actually was. I had neighbors that had a dog named Oliver, and he barked constantly.
And one of your games had Oliver the dog.
And he was named after that dog. So yeah, we are looking. Oh my gosh. So this is what we deal with. It's a really peaceful street. Yeah, this dog barks at everything.
And the idea of this podcast is it's meant to just be simple, not a lot of editing or anything too crazy, so that it can hopefully be out same day or soon after.
That's the idea. He doesn't agree with it. That's our program director is interjecting his thoughts.
Normally this is not an issue.
No.
Hopefully it doesn't become a more regular issue.
I hope not, because I would really hate to have to walk over there and knock on the door. And I might do that, by the way, which is probably not good.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
So, yeah, anyways, today we thought we would talk about the iPhone 16. And you're probably just like, oh, no, not another podcast about the iPhone 16. There's like a million of them. There's like... triple swipe and like, you know,
banana viz,
sightless and dead.
there's banana viz.
Oh yeah. Banana viz. You know, but no, something that I have seen in the news but I haven't seen a lot about, and I think it's important, is the boxes. We keep losing things out of these iPhone boxes.
Yeah, started with charging bricks.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing was the charging brick. We lost the charging brick. Also, we have coffee. Should point that out.
Yes. Not on the iPhone box. We're just drinking coffee.
Yes. This is delicious Kauai Caramel Crunch, coconut caramel crunch coffee or something like that.
Yes, something like that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, this is what we do.
This is what we do every morning, honestly. We come out here and we drink coffee. I should say, too, that we are located in Oklahoma City. For those that are like, where is this podcast from? And it is currently a balmy 60 degrees with kind of a... You can hear the breeze a little bit on the podcast. I'm trying to shield, but kind of a nice little breeze. And
we also get distracted easily. Can
60 degrees, 15 degrees Celsius for you Europeans and Canadians. So yes, the boxes. No power blocks. That was kind of the big thing, and it made the boxes way thinner.
But then we also lost headphones, right?
That's right. We lost headphones too. No more EarPods. And this year, I think, is the worst of all. We lost the stickers.
Yeah, I mean, why would we lose the stickers?
Now, to be fair, I didn't know about the stickers. This is kind of a new thing. When someone was like, yeah, they're getting rid of the stickers, I was like, what stickers? And then I found out that all these years, I had sticky things that I could stick places. And I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, each iPhone box, they kind of had them in different places within the boxes, I think. Sometimes it was like a little insert on top of the phone, or be like right under the phone. And yeah, you'd have a little sheet that you pull out of there, and it has two Apple logo giant stickers that you could put on the back of your phone if you wanted to. People did that, or put them on the back of their phone cases.
Could you stick them on random humans?
I mean, you could.
Could we stick them on the program director? That's the question. you know.
I don't know if there's any ethical blurriness on that one.
I don't think PETA is going to be listening to our podcast. I think we're safe. You could stick them on your guide dog harness. Look at this, tying us back to being a blind-centric podcast. Ooh.
Yeah, it might be. I think it's a little wide for the guide dog harness, unless you kind of wrap it around like the back strap, maybe. But then it's not really going to look like an apple anymore, so do you really want to do that?
I don't know. I mean, isn't there like a wider... I don't know. I'm not a guide dogologist,
really,
so...
I mean, if you have... Depending on if you put a pouch on there, you might could put it on the pouch.
Yeah, was that sort of thing? You put it on like the pouch. Oh, so that's not a standard.
No, I had a pouch on my retired guide's harness, and that was something that I chose to put on there. That was not a standard feature.
Oh, I thought that was something that was on them. Okay, well, I'm learning, learning new things. So yes, no more stickers. And yeah, there's a camera button, and there's some other button, and who cares?
Well, who cares there's the same action button they have on the 15. Models or the 15
so
Pros.
They brought that with. Okay, and then they brought the camera on. But who cares? It's all about the stickers. I
yes.
think that's what people care about. That's why they tune in. They tune in for real news.
We're all about giving the people what they want.
404 news not found. but yeah, it was just kind of a cool idea. We want to try this, see if it works. We're not going to record one every day. But just when there's something interesting to share or something fun or whatever.
When our program director is quiet long enough for us to record something.
Don't jinx it. He's like being peaceful now. I think he's happy with it.
That's good.
Yeah, he's just like, you know what? This podcast got off to a bumpy start. I needed to let you all know.
But we are back on track.
Yeah, that we're back on track. And so, yeah, one of the things that's cool about here, we're not hearing it, is there's someone's got either a chicken or a dying cat, or still...
Jury's out,
yeah.
That won't happen for about another hour. It seems to be about the same time every day.
We're out a little earlier than we normally would be, because we were awake early, because we went to bed early.
Yeah, these things happen.
A lot of times on these podcasts, you'll probably hear a bus go by. Usually the bus picks up the little kiddies around like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, poor kids.
I remember being in grade school and I started at 9 in the morning.
So the bus came
at like 8:30.
When I was in high school, I think we started at like about 8:30. Bus would pick me up about 7:45.
Bus would get me at, let's see, so high school bus I think would come a little early because we had a morning flap. I never had a morning flap class. But, like, school could start at 7:40.
Oh, 0 hour.
And
is what we call it.
Kind of zero. So I think my last year, they were redoing the period numbers and stuff. And so one thing they had done was, I think it was every other Tuesday or Wednesday, they would start school late. Because,
there's a car.
Well, there's a car.
Yeah, I mean, we're not close enough to the street for danger, but we are close enough that you definitely hear cars going by.
We're in a very nice subdivision. It's very quiet, which I realize, program director Oliver made a fool of me. I'm totally putting him in the credits. Liam Irvin, Alyssa Henson, program director Oliver.
Yes. PDO.
PDO.
And yeah, you might be listening to this going, but you're blind. Don't you need to live in a big city where there's buses?
That would be nice, but...
It's also a lot more expensive to do that.
And we're not, like, in the country, so, I mean...
No, not at all.
We're a very good area.
We're a mile from Walmart. You know, that's how you base where you live. You know, how close is Walmart?
Yeah, we're a mile from the liquor store. The important stuff in life. But no,
there's lots of restaurants, stores...
Just one thing, and if
business
you're from
district.
If you're from Oklahoma City, you'll get this better, I think, than not. Like, because I think most people, especially that are listening to this in big cities, going, really? The bus system here is probably 30 years behind every other bus system in the country.
Most of Oklahoma City is, like, at least 20 years behind
most of Oklahoma
other places.
Is, but that's... I don't want to, like, call the entire state out, but I guess I just did.
There's a certain charm to it, though. It grows on you.
It does. And honestly, it really does. I mean, I never thought that I would be like, yeah, I'm living in Oklahoma and liking it, but...
Here we are.
Yeah. And it's a nice house, and it doesn't suck. So what more can you ask for?
Lots of good places to eat.
Mm-hmm. So if you would like to comment on what you're hearing, please drop us a line. I never thought about that, how they could do that. We'll figure out something.
The Mastodon channel?
Yeah, I guess if you're following, I mean, like, this will be getting posted to Elric's Games on Mastodon, so I guess reply to the post or something.
Or if you have ideas about something you'd like to hear, can't promise it'll happen, but always open to suggestions.
What would you like to? What would you like us to talk about? Let us know on the listener line. We need a listener line. But then I have to, like,
then we have to answer it and stuff.
Well, then I have to, like, edit in, like, listener voicemails and stuff. So never mind. We're not doing a listener line. That requires work.
Yeah. Just reply to Elworks on Mastodon.
Yeah. Elworks Games, all in word, on Masto.
If you don't have Mastodon, maybe we'll spin up a email thing or something. I don't know.
You could probably, I'm sure there's a way to leave comments on the post. Oh, is that an airplane? Or
yeah.
Is that? Oh, we're not too far from the airport either, so there you go. That's another positive about living in Oklahoma City.
Oh, no, maybe there was a car on one of the main drives.
Oh, maybe it was.
It kind of sounded like an airplane.
Kind of did. And I don't think we're too far from Tinker Air Force Base either.
No, not too far.
No.
Like maybe 20, 30 minutes.
I almost called it Tinkle again. but I caught myself at the last moment. I was like, no, Liam, it's not Tinkle Air Force Base. Stop calling it that.
Yeah, where I used to work, we had a good working relationship. I'm sure they still do with Tinker Credit Union. I was telling Liam about Tinker Credit Union, and Liam thought I said Tinkle. It's never been the same.
No. No, it has not.
I just caught myself.
Yeah, I could tell. You were like, Tinker, not ol.
Yeah. You know, no more tinkering with those Apple stickers, am I right?
No. I wonder what the transcript for this is going to look like.
I'll be very curious.
It's going to be a hot mess. But yeah, we are trying to include, they're going to be auto-generated transcripts, but it'll be something. Because we'd like to be inclusive. As somebody who is technically deafblind, I do get it that sometimes reading a transcript...
Uh-oh. Oh.
Alexa, stop!
She's not going to hear us from out here.
Oh, that's the alarm. That's awesome.
I don't know if you can stop it from your phone.
I don't think so. It's just going to go on for 2 hours, I guess. Well, I guess that's letting us know that this is the end of our first episode of 404 Sight Not Found. We will see you on the next episode. Good night and something. Good corn. I don't know. I use that on streams. I don't know what to say. Goodbye.
Yeah, we'll come up with something.
We're going away.